4-5.
Welcome aboard. My name is Sharia, and you're listening to a brand new episode of The Aviation Files, the best podcast for all aviation enthusiasts. In today's episode, we will celebrate the de Havilland DH-89 Dragon Rapide's 90th birthday, discuss United offering a special discount in honor of Taylor Swift's new album, Etihad adding a new A380 destination, and the recent Dubai floods that heavily affected airport operations in Dubai. So without further ado, let's begin. The de Havilland DH-89 Dragon Rapide, marking its 90th anniversary since its maiden flight in 1934, stands as an enduring emblem in the annals of aviation. Renowned for its robustness, reliability, and operational versatility, this twin-engine biplane emerged as a stalwart of the skies, serving diverse roles across the globe throughout its illustrious career. Originally conceived as a commercial airliner, the Dragon Rapide swiftly garnered acclaim for its remarkable capabilities. With a modest yet functional capacity to accommodate between 6 to 8 passengers, it captured the imagination of aviation enthusiasts and industry professionals alike. Its all-wooden construction, coupled with a design emphasizing endurance and efficiency, set a new standard for aerial transportation in the interwar period. However, it was during the crucible of World War II that the Dragon Rapide truly demonstrated its adaptability and resilience. As the conflict engulfed nations and reshaped the landscape of warfare, this venerable aircraft found itself pressed into service in myriad roles. From serving as an aerial courier during the Battle of France to undertaking navigational training, communication, air ambulance, and transport missions for the Royal Air Force and Royal Navy, the Dragon Rapide became an indispensable asset on the front lines and beyond. Despite its relatively compact stature, the Dragon Rapide boasted commendable performance metrics, with a cruise speed reaching 132 miles per hour and a range extending to 556 miles, it traversed vast distances with ease, operating at altitudes of up to 16,700 feet. Its agility and reliability endeared it to pilots and passengers alike, earning a reputation as a dependable workhorse in both civilian and military circles. The legacy of the Dragon Rapide transcended national borders, as examples of this venerable aircraft could be found on every inhabited continent. Whether deployed on its original configuration or adapted for specialized purposes such as floats or skis, it left an indelible mark on the collective consciousness of aviation enthusiasts worldwide. From the rugged landscapes of Canada to the bustling cities of South America, the Dragon Rapide traversed diverse terrains with grace and aplomb. Production of the Dragon Rapide spanned over a decade, with a total of 728 units rolling off the assembly lines between 1934 and 1946. While the majority were manufactured in Hatfield, England, others were produced under license by Brush Coachworks in Loughborough and a select few in Whitney. Despite its eventual decline in deployment during the 1960s with the advent of modern jet-powered aircraft, the Dragon Rapide remains a cherished relic of a bygone era, a testament to the ingenuity and craftsmanship of its creators. Though its operational history was not without its share of challenges, with the aircraft being involved in numerous incidents over the years, its enduring legacy endures. Many examples have been painstakingly preserved, serving as a living testament to the enduring allure of vintage aviation. Today, enthusiasts and thrill-seekers alike can experience the magic of flight aboard the Dragon Rapide, with scenic pleasure flights offered from iconic locations such as the Imperial War Museum at Duxford Aerodrome in Cambridgeshire, England. As the Dragon Rapide continues to capture the hearts and imaginations of aviation aficionados around the world, its 90-year journey stands as a testament to the enduring legacy of a true aviation icon. Speaking of the DH-89 Dragon Rapide, when I went to the de Havilland Museum on the outskirts of London a couple years ago, I actually brought a beautiful model of the Dragon Rapide back with me. It was in like this aqua green, and it was of us in a Cilonia Airways livery. And it's one of my favorite models to this day, and it's such a beautiful aircraft. So celebrating its 90th birthday is amazing, and can't wait to celebrate its 100th birthday. Next, let's discuss the crossover between two very distinct worlds. The Swifties will enjoy this one. United Airlines has decided that a handful of customers will get flight discounts in light of Taylor Swift's new album, The Tortured Poets Department. United Airlines is seizing the moment of Taylor Swift's latest album release by launching a limited flight sale as a tribute to the global pop sensation. Known for its adeptness in capitalizing on current events and pop culture phenomena, United Airlines has once again demonstrated its marketing prowess. This time, it's celebrating Swift's highly anticipated album drop by offering a 13% discount on select flights through a specially designated promotion. The sale, which is exclusively available on the first 1,900 individuals utilizing the promo code APRIL19, in all caps, underscores United's commitment to engaging with its customer base in innovative and timely ways. By aligning with Taylor Swift's album release, United is tapping into the immense popularity and excitement surrounding the artist's music, leveraging her massive fan base to drive engagement and bookings. Through strategic announcements on its social media platforms, United has effectively communicated the details of the flight sale, targeting domestic travelers with discounted fares for flights scheduled between August 21st and November 13th, encouraging potential passengers not to delay. United cleverly references the opening track of Swift's album by urging them not to wait a fortnight to book their flights, adding a playful touch to its marketing campaign. For those of you that don't get it, Fortnite is one of the names of one of her songs in this album, so just clearing that up. The airline's adeptness at leveraging Taylor Swift's cultural influence is not new. Previously, United Airlines, along with American Airlines, capitalized on Swift's connection to the NFL Super Bowl by adding flights to Las Vegas, where the championship game was held, paying homage to Swift's relationship with Travis Kelce, a player for the Kansas City Chiefs. By incorporating flight numbers inspired by jersey numbers and Swift's album titles, United created a buzz around the event and further solidified its association with Swift and her fan base. Furthermore, United Airlines strategically placed advertisements during the launch of Swift's movie Taylor Swift: The Eras Tour, targeting fans attending her international tour. By promoting its services as the preferred airline for Swift's dedicated followers, United aims to enhance its brand visibility and loyalty among Swift's extensive fan community. This multifaceted approach underscores United's commitment to staying culturally relevant and engaging with its audience in meaningful ways. By intertwining its brand with Taylor Swift's latest album release and associated events, United not only cultivates a stronger connection with existing customers, but also attracts new ones, positioning itself as the airline of choice for fans eager to experience Swift's music and performances firsthand. Now, those of you who have been listening to my show for quite a while may have noticed my love for quadjet aircraft and their comeback after the pandemic. While the 747 and A380 see losses and wins over time, today I'm happy to report it's a win for the A380. Etihad, a prominent Middle Eastern carrier and one of the last A380 operators, has added a new destination to their A380 schedule. Etihad Airways is preparing to reintroduce its Airbus A380 aircraft onto its prestigious New York route, set to commence on April 2nd, marking the return of the iconic Big Bird to the East Coast metropolis. This decision comes after a hiatus prompted by the global pandemic, which saw the temporary suspension of the A380 services in March 2020. Since then, the airline has gradually resumed operations, initially serving New York with the Boeing 787-9 twice daily. With the imminent return of the A380, Etihad Airways aims to elevate the travel experience for its passengers across all classes, showcasing the epitome of luxury and comfort. From economy to business and the epitome of opulence in the residence, Etihad promises a journey like no other. The Airbus A380, with its spacious cabins and state-of-the-art amenities, is poised to redefine transatlantic travel for Etihad's clientele. Antonoaldo Neves, Chief Executive Officer of Etihad Airways, expressed excitement about the return of the A380 to the New York route, emphasizing the airline's commitment to providing unparalleled service. He highlighted the significance of this move not only in meeting customer demand for increased capacity, but also in reinforcing Etihad's presence in the U.S. market. The decision to reintroduce the A380 aligns with Etihad's ambitious growth plans, coinciding with the opening of a new route to Boston, further expanding the airline's network in the United States. The A380 experience on Etihad Airways is set to be nothing short of extraordinary. Passengers traveling in economy will be welcomed into the cabin through a dedicated welcome area, while those in business will find solace in the exclusive haven of the upper deck, featuring private business studios and a sophisticated lounge area known as the lobby. Collaborating with Armani/Casa, Etihad has curated an ambiance of elegance and refinement evident in every detail of the business class experience, from premium ceramics to designer tableware. However, the pinnacle of luxury on board Etihad's A380 is undoubtedly the residence, the world's only three-room suite in the sky. offering unparalleled comfort and privacy, the residence accommodates up to two guests in absolute opulence. Complete with a private living room, bedroom, and an ensuite bathroom with a shower at 40,000 feet. A dedicated team of Etihad cabin crew ensures that guests in the residence receive the highest level of personalized service, indulging in a culinary journey of gourmet cuisine, champagne, and caviar. Beyond its commitment to luxury, the reintroduction of the A380s presents a strategic move for Etihad Airways, strengthening its connectivity between the United States, the Gulf Cooperation Council, and the Indian subcontinent. By offering enhanced services and attracting more visitors to Abu Dhabi, the capital of the UAE, Etihad aims to solidify its position as a leading player in the global aviation industry, setting new standards of excellence in air travel. Finally, a story I'm sure many of you are aware of, aviation enthusiasts or not, the recent floods in Dubai, horrific clips of cars submerged underwater, people's houses flooded with brown, murky rainwater, and aircraft stranded on the tarmac have taken over the internet as Dubai struggles to fight these historic floods. So, let's see how they affected Dubai's aviation scene, one of the most prominent in the world. Dubai International Airport, or DXB, grappled with the unprecedented floods triggered by heavy rainfall, causing widespread disruption of flight operations. The deluge led to the suspension of arrival flights, with a staggering total of 21 departures and 24 arrivals being cancelled, affecting thousands of passengers. Notable cancellations include Emirates Flight EK740 from Bahrain, Kuwait Airways Flight KU675 from Kuwait City, and Fly Dubai Flight FC970 from Moscow. Emirates, a major carrier at DXB, faced significant challenges, resulting in the suspension of check-in services for departing passengers on April 17th from 8 to midnight. The adverse weather conditions led to cancellations and diversions of numerous flights, with Emirates alone canceling approximately 400 flights over 3 days. This disruption also impacted Fly Dubai, which suspended all flights departing DXB from the evening of April 16th until 10 a.m. on April 17th. Passengers endured prolonged delays, with some flights experiencing delays of up to 7 hours. Flight Radar 24 data indicates a substantial number of canceled Emirates flights on April 17th, including EK221 to Dallas and EK213 to Miami. Additionally, the heavy rainfall prompted DXB to temporarily suspend operations for 25 minutes on April 17th, exacerbating the chaos. Emirates took measures to mitigate the impact on passengers, providing 250,000 meal vouchers and 12,000 hotel rooms to those affected by the disruptions. However, the airport faced challenges in clearing a massive backlog of baggage and rebooking stranded passengers. Despite efforts to restore normalcy, the scale of the disruption underscored the vulnerability of airports to extreme weather events. Crisis coincided with unprecedented Iranian attacks on Israel, triggering further disruptions in the region. The UAE experienced its heaviest rainfall in 75 years, with approximately 10 inches, or 25 centimeters, of rain falling over just 48 hours. This resulted in widespread flooding, inundating most of the city's outdoor infrastructure and disrupting transportation networks. In the aftermath of the flooding, Emirates implemented an embargo on ticket sales and suspended check-in services for departing passengers, while Fly Dubai resumed partial operations from DXB's Terminals 2 and 3. However, the recovery process faced additional challenges due to government censorship regarding negative portrayals of the flooding, raising concerns about transparency and information dissemination. That's all for today. Thank you so much for listening, and make sure to support The Aviation Files however you can. And don't forget to check out my Insta at The Aviation Files for more fun and exciting aviation news. Until next time.